أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والخيل والبغال والحمير لتركبوها وزينة ويخلق ما لا تعلمون وعلى الله قصد السبيل ومنها جائر ولو شاء لهداكم أجمعين. These are ayat number 8 and 9 of Surah An-Nahl. The discussion, the creation of insan. Insan became an opponent to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Despite that, Allah ta'ala created the needs of insan, and amongst the needs, here Allah ta'ala speaks about the need of travel. Allah says, wal khayl, and Allah ta'ala created the horses, wal bighal, and the mules, wal hamid, and also the donkeys. Why? لِتَرْكَبُوهَا, so that you may ride them, O insan, wazina, and as an adornment. It is human that when one owns something, that becomes very precious to that individual. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about. When Allah ta'ala speaks about zina, we see in the old days it was about animals. Today we see a person drive a particular vehicle, and from there there is a mental assessment of the person's standing in society, financially, etc. So that is why in these verses Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made it clear that although in the terms of yesterday's lesson, jamal, beauty, here zina, adornment, all of that is natural. However, it should never bring about pride. لِتَسْتَوُوا عَلَىٰ ظُهُورِهِ ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ رَبِّكُمْ إِذَا اسْتَوَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ وَتَقُولُوا سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. The dua that Allah Ta'ala has taught us, when one alights and one enters a vehicle and one begins to travel, is a dua. On the one hand, it is the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on the other hand, it is a dua that needs to be internalized. That subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wama kunna lahu muqrinin. Glory be to that being, to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who subjugated, submitted this conveyance to me, and I would have never been able to be and have it under my submission. Allah gave us the ownership of it, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the final, wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun, and certainly to our Rabb is our turn, that we are going to take that turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, that return towards Allah. We should always bear that in mind, that all of this came from Allah. It is temporary, and we are also temporary on this earth. So here also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings about the same. In the next part of the ayat, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. All the time in the Quran, when Allah speaks about His creation, Allah Ta'ala uses the past tense. Allah created, خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ, and like that, Allah Ta'ala uses the past tense. This is one ayat in which Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. From an Arabic point of view, يَخْلُقُ, Allah creates, present tense, يَخْلُقُ, Allah will create, مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, O insan, what you do not know. From here, a large number of commentators are of the opinion that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about other modes of travel and other things that come into being. When we take the, because the discussion is of litarkabuha, to travel, so when we just take the examples of other modes of travel that then came into being after animals, whether it was the cart, thereafter the motor vehicles, thereafter the aeroplanes, the trains that came before that, all of it is in actual fact the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat. we just apply our mind without putting too much of pressure. Where does all the material come from for a motor vehicle? That is supplied to us by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Where does the fuel and the energy come from? Whether it was a steam train, that coal came from Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is in a modern world, where does all that oil and everything come from? All of it comes from Allah Ta'ala. And one more thought, who puts all of this in the mind of insan? That is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So that is also a form and a means of a creation from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the whole gist of it is this, that turn our hearts to the Creator, not the creation that has been created. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ قَصْدُ السَّبِيلِ وَمِنْهَا جَائِرٍ. From amongst the beauties of the Qur'an, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings this ayah, and then the ayahs after this, Allah continues speaking about His Qudrat. But in between, Allah brings this ayah that insan, when you travel on this earth, you are not supposed to have forgotten Allah Ta'ala. But together with that, with your travel on this earth, think about your travel in life, the journey that you are going through, and the ultimate journey is to meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. Insan, you are going through different endeavors in this world. Everybody has their own struggles. Everybody is making their own effort. But eventually, famulaqi, we are going to meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ قَصْدُ السَّبِيلِ. And to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the straight path reaches. The sirat mustaqim, that will cause us to reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Very few human beings will do this, that they will jump into their motor vehicle and they would not know their destination. If we don't know the way, we are going to find out. Today you will use Google and all of that, but at the end of the day you will need to know your destination. And here, this is what Allah Ta'ala is speaking about. The destination is there for mulaqi, to meet Allah. The road, the path, qasdus sabil, in which siratul mustaqim has been interpreted. And Allah says, wa minha jair, and there are many other roads that will take us astray. In other words, will sway us away from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Walau sha'a lahadakum ajma'in. And if Allah Ta'ala so desired, Allah could have given you, O insan, all of you, hidayat, and all of you would have been on the straight path. But that is the wisdom of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah Ta'ala created insan. Some have brought iman and some have rejected Allah. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.